So good afternoon, everyone. And sometimes when we meditate, and we sit for a long, long time, and we meditate and meditate and meditate, and piti sukha never arises, isn't it? You know, it's piti sukha. Piti sukha is this rapture and joy, happiness. I mean, yes, it's peaceful, but we don't have the kind of piti sukha comes up. So one of the reasons why piti sukha doesn't arise because of lack of contentment. We try too hard. We come and sit down. Okay, I try very hard. Focus on the breath, and then we keep forcing ourselves on the breath because of lack of contentment. We want something. We want to have the result because the one thing, there's the craving is there. We want to go to in the a very peaceful state, want to steal the mind so quickly, trying very hard. That is, and one of the reasons is that with lack of this contentment, because we crave something else. They say, when we, because of lack of contentment, then actually, we should reflect on the first two hindrances. There are five hindrances stopping the mind from being still. So, especially the first two ones, that is the desires, ill will, sloth and tapa, restlessness, and a doubt. So normally, the last one is the most difficult one, the craving. So whenever we crave, we want something, the mind is moving. It's not still. So, because happiness is always come before stillness. When we are happy, the mind becomes still. Because we content, we are happy. They say sometimes we have to develop the quality. They say contentment is the key. They say sometimes it's important that, you know, that we reflect, you know, that how lucky we are, you know, even have the opportunities to listen to the teaching and have the opportunities to even meditate, you know, because sometimes we want to get into the peaceful state so quick. And normally when you crave, you always lead to ill will, isn't it? Because when we can't get what we want, it's always lead to agitation and irritation because we want something, isn't it? The harder we try, the worse we want it. We want to be peaceful. And actually you're away from the goal even further, the harder you try. That's why trying too hard, because the trying too hard is come from the desires, the craving. We want that. We want to be still. We want to be peaceful. You know, we want it. We want to have it so quickly. That's why sometimes it's good that you spend a bit of time, not to rush. You know, into, you know, focus on the breath so quickly. You just spend a little bit of time, just relax, try to relax and bring your attention to your body. And just relax, and just being with this present moment, develop, establish a present moment. Because sometimes that we always run away from present moment awareness. We just want to, we want something else, you know. And this moment, we are not happy with this moment. It's not good enough. So we always run away and want something else, and always go to the future. And it becomes a habit. So that's why you have to train your mind, you know, not to rush into the breath so quickly and spend a little bit of time to establish your present moment awareness, to stay with this present moment awareness and try to make peace with this present moment awareness. I remember when I first, because the first few years when I started to practice meditation, I was doing another type of meditation. I'm doing the kind of rising and falling and also observing the four elements. So, and when I started to practice Anapanasati, you know, the breath meditation, I find that very difficult because I always used to go back to the old habit. And then I try very hard. The harder I try, the worse. You know, I try very hard. I try to force myself, you know, using willpower to focus on the breath. And I find it so difficult because when I do the other meditation, I can sit for 2 hours, 3 hours, I have no problem. But when I start to do this breath meditation, Anapanasati, so the most 45 minutes I finish. The 45 minutes is that to the point that I get so agitated and so irritated because I try so hard to force my mind to focus on the breath. I think that I cannot focus because I'm not hard enough, you know. So I try so hard. Then until that I really given up, that I said, no, I'm not going to practice this anymore. So, because I find it too hard. Then after, you know, I know Pandya Sujata a long time ago. They said, no, don't give up. Why not you try metta, you know. Then I do metta. So I don't go to the breath immediately. Sometimes I sit there for half an hour. I just do some loving kindness meditation. Just, you know, sending good wishes to myself, you know. I normally just do it to myself, you know, until I feel just relaxed. And sometimes I feel the happiness come, you know. I feel softened. Then only I go to the breath. That's why sometimes it's good that you do a little bit of, you know, a bit of loving kindness towards yourself or towards even your body. This old body, you know, and it's trying so hard, you know, give some metta, loving kindness to the body, you know, and soften your body, you know, and then if your body is too tense, you know, you just give a bit of loving kindness and relax yourself and not to rush into that. And you can reflect that even before the sit, you reflect, you know, that how lucky I am, you know. That's right. So sometimes I used to, at the monastery, I used to share merits with that, you know, wishing that, you know, like our departed dear ones have a favorable rebirth, where they can hear and practice the Buddha's teaching, where the material needs are easily met, where they have the opportunity of making good karma to support, you know, to support the practice in samsara. So we reflect on that. Sometimes how lucky we are. We must have done a lot of good things, you know. So where we are now is where we have been. Sometimes things will not happen out of nowhere. Sometimes we tend to take it for granted, you know, that, you know, it rather than we appreciate what we got, you know, just happy that, wow, how lucky I am. Wow, how lucky I am. How many people, they're still struggling, don't work so hard, they can't even earn enough to live, let alone they have time to meditate. But we have the time to meditate, we have enough to eat, you know. Sometimes we tend to take it for granted, we always think that we are not good enough, you know, not content. But we reflect on that. How lucky we are, how fortunate we are. So there's help too, they're just happy. Even we have the chance to practice, even we have the chance to sit down and meditate, you know? Wow! How fortunate. And that you know, leads you that to contentment. Because the reason why the mind not happy with this moment, because we want something else, it's not good enough, we are not content. Let's have contentment. They say it's good to develop this quality to help, you know? To be contented with this is good enough, you know. And they say sometimes the more you want to go into deep meditation, you're away from the goal. Even worse, you're getting further away. And then sometimes people think that maybe I don't try hard enough, so they try hard enough. Actually, you're away, further. Because when you crave, your mind is moving. You know, moving away from focusing on the breath. This is something, it's good that we reflect on that, to develop this quality. And the fact that we have no happiness because of lack of contentment. So that's why, actually, this is a happy path. The mind can, because the reason why the mind cannot be still, because we are not happy. So that's why happiness is always come first. Happiness comes before the stillness. When we are happy, our mind becomes really still, because you don't want to go anywhere. Just happy with the breath and just happy to be here and just stay here. You know, when you're content, you don't want anything else, isn't it? This is good enough. I'm happy to be here. The breath is good enough, you know. Just stay. And that's why that sometimes people just sit there for a long, long time. They don't have piti sukha because lack of contentment. They said that we should reflect on these two, the first two hindrances, because of the craving and ill will. Normally, craving always give rise to ill will, isn't it? Whenever we get frustrated, you know, we can't get what we want, always frustrates us. The agitation, irritation is ill will, you know, because I can't get what we want, you know. So sometimes it's important sometimes that we check, we investigate. Why I've been sitting so long? And then it's so difficult, and the piti sukha doesn't arise at all, you know. And why? Because of lack of contentment. That's why contentment is the key to stillness, you know, because your mind is not happy, you know, you are not content. That's why you are not happy. So when you're content, then you're happy. Just so good. It's good enough. That's why something is important that we develop this contentment, and it's help to, it's a way to a still mind. The mind becomes still. And then you have into the a deeper state of mind. You can go into the deep meditation. So today I offer this for your reflection. May this reflection be of benefit to all of you. So now we can start the session. We can meditate now. Just choose a comfortable posture and just try to relax your body and not to rush in the focus or pay attention onto your breath, and just bring your awareness into your body and just relax your body. If there is any tension or tightness in any parts of your body, you just relax, try to relax your body and give a bit of kindness towards your body. Your body relax, your mind started to calm down, and just reflect. How fortunate we are in this moment to have the opportunity to be here and doing nothing else. Just sitting here and content and happy with this moment. An opportunity to come here, to be with around the other meditators, and just feel happy with this moment, and just a wonderful moment. How wonderful it is. To be here. How fortunate we are to be here. And just so happy to be here. opportunity, huh? To be here and doing nothing, just sitting here watching the breath. We're just happy to be able to sit here doing nothing and just watching the breath. The fact that we're still alive, we still have our breath, and we appreciate each breath, each in-breath and out-breath. We never know when is our last breath. We make the most of it in this moment while we have it, to be appreciative of every single breath, the fact that we are still breathing. How wonderful it is to be able to breathe and still alive. there's one question that asks, how can I avoid the mind turns from stillness into contemplation? Just sit and wait and watch feels like contemplation. What should I do? That means sometimes your mind is like not happy. Then your mind started. Sometimes some people used to say, I don't want to think, things come to me. Actually, it's not, we are, you know, not happy with this moment, you know. Then the mind, like, you know, not happy with, and then your mind wanted to think, you know. Sometimes we think that, I don't want to think, you know. Actually, we ourselves want to, you know, because the mind activities, thinking is the mind activities. So that's why, if you're happy, we are content, you know, with that moment, you're peaceful, you know. But it's because the mind is not, if you're happy, you're just happy with the breath, isn't it? Sometimes even with the beautiful breath, even sometimes the bell gong, you want to be away from the breath, isn't it? You still want to be with the breath because it's so nice. So there's like lack of that happiness, lack of contentment. You're not happy with the breath. If that moment you have, that's why it's so important that to have this joy and happiness arises. When you have that, you want to go, don't want to go anywhere, isn't it? When you're happy, you don't want to think of something else, isn't it? Even sometimes when the bell gongs, oh, you know, I want to continue to see. So that's like actually. To avoid that, you know, to go into the thinking, the contemplation, because sometimes we can give the excuse that, you know, I want to contemplate. But it's only good that when we finish meditating, yes. When we finish meditating, you know, when you sit down there, after meditating, our mind is very peaceful and calm. Then we have more clarity. Then sometimes it's good we can ponder about it. But not while we are sitting. So while we are sitting, actually, actually it's come from the sense of self, like the mind, you know, you go into, that is not really contemplation, that is more like the thinking, like analyzing, you know, am I this, am I that, I'm doing this, you know. So that's like, it's good to avoid that. The reason why the mind want to think, want to move away from the breath, want to move away from being peaceful, because you are not happy enough. That's why it's so important that the piti, to have the piti sukha. You know, when you're happy, you want to stay, isn't it? You want to be with the breath. You don't want to go anywhere else. You just want to stay because it's so nice, isn't it? You don't want to go. You don't want to leave, isn't it? This place. If you are happy here, you know, people can't even move you, isn't it? Can't even push you away. You're just happy to be here. So it's just very still. There's like lack of the contentment, lack of happiness, lack of joy. So when you have a joy, lots of joy and happiness, your mind can stay. That's why I always said, the happiness always comes before the stillness. When you have the joy and happiness, your mind can stay with the breath for a long, long time. So that's why it's good that to develop contentment. That's why it's lack of contentment. So any more questions or comments? No? Any more questions, comments? No? I think everyone is content. Happy. No question. Very happy. No complaining. Sometimes the mind complains a lot, isn't it? Sometimes shut up. Stop. Yeah. So I think so we have no questions or any comments, and we end today's session. So thank you, everyone.